Would everyone in the Missouri Senate, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Proverbs 2, 6 through 8 says, "For the Lord give wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones." Heavenly Father, we come before you today humbled and grateful for the privilege to serve in this chamber. As we begin this new session, we lift up our new governor, our lieutenant governor, our senators, and all staff members at every level, asking for your guidance, wisdom, and protection. Lord, we ask that you grant us your wisdom, that our decisions reflect knowledge and understanding aligned with the truth and justice. Help us to walk uprightly so that our actions serve the greater good and honor the trust placed in us by those we represent. Be our shield in times of challenge and disagreement, guiding us to unity and purpose beyond our differences. Guard our paths, Lord, that we may remain faithful to the principles of integrity, compassion, and fairness in all we do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nirenberg, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate First Regular Session, second day, Thursday, January 9, 2025.
Senator from Platt.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Platt County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, this morning I had received some information that prompted what is known as a filibuster. I can't find my phone. It's not with me, so I'm not sure if that's been called off, but I didn't see anything on the agenda that was requiring a filibuster, actually, so I'm probably not going to stay up very long.
Senator, but would you like to
Mr.
speak
President,
on
the, may I inquire of you?
Yes, Senator. Would you like to speak on the motion?
Not anymore.
Okay. Go ahead, Senator.
Thank you for your guidance there. You have been a good president over the past few years. You've been fair to me. And I'm thinking about something. This isn't a question, but just a general inquiry, and you may respond probably more witty than I deserve. But in conversation with you and some of your staff, who will take over just shortly, in a matter of a couple of hours, I've been so impressed with what they have done in the 29th Senate District, specifically Lawrence and Berry counties, taking care of some issues that were hot button, that were small business related, and that could have cost these business owners tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars had you and your staff not intervened. And so I'm grateful for your intervention there, even before you've been sworn in. And so I'm looking forward to how you and your administration will protect life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for all Missourians. I expect you will, and I congratulate you on what's coming. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Platte, recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Platte renews his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from Dunklin.
President, I would like to request a point of personal privilege.
The Senator from Dunklin County requests a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to take a moment this morning to recognize former Senator Bill Foster, who served in this chamber from 2001 to 2005. Senator Foster passed away early Friday morning. He was an active member in city government, serving various roles, including the mayor of Poplar Bluff from 1979 to 1980. Senator Foster also owned the Brown Window Company in Poplar Bluff. He was an industrial engineer and served in the National Guard. Many may know him today when he served as Chief of Staff for former Senator Wayne Wallingford for all of his 8 years. He recently served on Wayne's leadership team at the Department of Revenue. Senator Foster was a true pioneer in Boot Hill politics. I still remember him sitting in our living room talking to my father about his run for state representative. My thoughts and prayers are with his wife, Irene, and his daughter Carmen. I would like to ask the Missouri Senate to observe a moment of silence and remember a good public servant and a former member of this body.
The members of the Missouri Senate, please rise, and we shall have a moment of silence in memory of Senator Bill Foster. Thank you. Thank you, Senator from Dunklin. Senator from Platte.
Thank you, Mr. President. Point of personal privilege.
Senator from Platte requests a moment of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In a short while, we will gather on the steps of this Capitol to celebrate a momentous occasion in our state's history, the inauguration of a new governor. It was last on January 11th, 1993, that a sitting Lieutenant Governor, Mel Carnahan, attended a session of the Missouri Senate later that same day to be taking the oath of office as governor. However, it is believed that today is the first time in our state's history that a Lieutenant Governor has presided over the Senate the day of his own inauguration as governor. This inauguration means more than just a change in leadership in our state's executive branch. It represents a major change an opportunity for this body. Our Lieutenant Governor has spent his entire time in elective office in this chamber, first as a senator, then as its floor leader, and most recently as our presiding officer. He is leaving that role today, but the example that he has set should be a lesson for all of us as we work towards a new Senate. Our Lieutenant Governor has shown us how the Senate can benefit from leadership that prioritizes results over rhetoric. He's a person focused on building bridges rather than burning them down. He respects and reveres this body and its history and traditions. And most importantly, his actions are guided by his deep love for the state and its people. It's fitting that his last official act before becoming the state's 58th governor would be to preside over his beloved Senate. As he departs for a new office, and as this Senate embarks on a new chapter, may we learn from his example. Mr. President, we look forward to working with you to address the many challenges and opportunities facing our state. Like you, we are ready to roll up our sleeves and get to work. The members of the Senate would please join me in congratulating the soon-to-be 58th governor of the great state of Missouri.
Thank you, Senator. I was once told that a standing ovation is a reason for people to sneak out of the room. We'll go back to the order of business. I appreciate Senator from Platt, his friendship and leadership. Order of business is introduction of guests, and the chair would like to make an introduction before the senator from the ninth popped up. I have two introductions really quick. One I never did before. Are you looking at me like I'm doing something wrong, Christina? Oh, good. But who's been with me 14 years, will be our right-hand man in the governor's office, served our country in the Marine Corps, Naval Academy graduate, Jefferson City Zone, my chief of staff. Please help me thank Adam Gresham. Now, somebody this body's had introduced to him maybe hundreds of times, especially in the middle of some heated moments when Claudia was here. I'd always introduce her just to kind of calm the thing down a little bit. But would you help me welcome who is going to be a fantastic First Lady, the next First Lady of the state of Missouri, Claudia Kehoe. And before I let the Senator from Dunklin resume the helm here, I wouldn't be remiss if I didn't say just a few words, so I'm taking my own point of personal privilege, probably against the rules, Patrick Baker, to invoke hopefully a few words of wisdom on this body. The first thing I would tell you is the people that are here and the people that are behind us, remember that you have the best staff that anybody in this building could ever ask for. These, ladies and gentlemen, they work incredibly hard through all of the ups and downs, and then they're here the next day, and sometimes the next day is 45 minutes later. And so don't forget what a great staff you have working in the Missouri Senate. And the second thing is, very briefly, as a private businessman, I went and had a meeting with a friend of mine who is the Attorney General named Chris Koster about running for Senate. And Chris, as you may or may not know, grew up in St. Louis and went to a neighboring all-boys high school to mine. And he had served in the Senate, as you know, and as I jokingly told him, he served under two parties in the Senate. He was the same person. He said, the Senate is the best job I've ever had. This was the Attorney General of the state of Missouri. And I walked out of that office, and I thought, well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Why would a politician ever be the best job I've ever had? It would be the worst job I probably ever had. I can tell you, serving in this body was the best job I ever had. And I love being Lieutenant Governor and working with y'all, but the 8 years I sat on that floor was fantastic. And the only thing I would tell you in the words and the memory of my good friend Ed Emery, who was probably the most conservative person I ever met in my life, that man went to his grave with more relationships out of this body from both sides of the aisle and the same sides of the aisle, if people didn't agree with him, than anybody I've ever seen. So when you leave these chambers in 2 years, 4 years, 6 or even 8 years, make sure you have more friends and relationships than when you came in. And then it will be the best job you've ever had. God bless you guys. Take care of this body. It means a lot to me. Let's move Missouri forward. Thank you.
Two biggest shoes to fill. Senator from the ninth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce special guests.
Please proceed.
Over to my right and your left are, I'd like the Senate to welcome my grandboys, Night Monk and Air Monk. Can you stand up, Air? Thank you. This is their first time in the Senate, but Knight has an affinity for our incoming First Lady, so he wanted to be at the ball today. Thank you.
Let us welcome the guests in the center of the ninth. Introduction of guests, center of the 16th.
I have some very... You're right. I have with me David Appleby, Raylene Appleby, and Tiffany Bruner. Please help me welcome to the Missouri Senate.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senate of the 16th. Introduction of guests. Senator from Platt.
Well, that would explain a lot. Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left, we have here with us today my family, if they would please stand whenever I recognize them. My father, Terry Luchtemeyer, my mother, Denise Luchtemeyer, and my beautiful wife, Lucinda Luchtemeyer. They're here today to be part of the inaugural festivities, and I would ask that the Missouri Senate make them feel very welcome.
Let us please welcome Senator's guest. Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a special guest.
Please proceed.
To my right and to your left is retired fire chief Greg Brown from the city of Eureka. He was honored this morning as a hero, and he certainly has been one for Jefferson County for a long time, and it's nice to see the Senate and the state recognize his efforts as well. Please make me help him feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the guest of Senator from Jefferson. Introduction of guests, Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, I have one special guest to introduce.
Please proceed.
Over on your right, we have my wife of nearly 45 years, Denise Moon. Thank you for joining me today, Denise.
Let us please welcome the guest, Senator from Lawrence. Introduction of guest, Senator from the 13th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce to my right, my niece, Alana Parks, and my newest grandbaby, Amiri. He's so cute. And while I'm up, I'll also ask for a point of personal privilege.
Senator 13th has requested a point of personal privilege. Yes. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you. Today is January 13th, which is also Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Founders Day, so I would like to say happy Founders Day to the members of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority.
Thank you, Senator. Let's welcome the guest of the Senator from the 13th and her point of personal privilege. Senator from the 6th.
Oh. I forgot to introduce my sister, former state rep, as well as former St. Louis County council person, Rochelle Gray.
To make sure you have a good lunch today, let's recognize. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce my beautiful wife, Jeanette, over here on the left, to your right. Would you please stand? Thank you.
Let's welcome the guest, Senator from Cole. The chair would like to introduce a very special guest to my right. I'd like to have my son, Otto, stand, and great to have him with us today as well. Introduction of guests, Senator from the 26th.
I'd like to introduce a special guest. To my left, to your right, I have a special visitor from my district, Ron Hardecky, if you could stand up. He's been involved in politics with the Farm Bureau and right here close to Jefferson City, and appreciate everyone helping me give him a warm welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of Senator 26th. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorial, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Missed this earlier when the Lieutenant Governor was still in here, but I would ask unanimous consent of all members of the Senate that members of the Missouri Highway Patrol be allowed to enter the chamber with sidearms.
Hearing no objection, that will be fine.
Mr. President, would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read.
There are no messages from the House.
Mr. President, I ask that you recognize the Senator from Shelby to send forward the Escort Committee on the inauguration.
Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to SCR 1, I'm sending forward the Escort Committee on inauguration, and I ask that it be read.
Please send those forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the report?
Inaugural Committee Senate members, Senator Jason Bean, Senator Doug Beck, Senator Mike Bernsketter, Senator Justin Brown, Senator Jill Carter, Senator Mike Searpoy, Senator Sandy Crawford, Senator Travis Fitzwater, Senator Lincoln Huff, Senator Patty Lewis, Senator Tony Lutkemeyer, Senator Carla May, Senator Angela Mosley, Senator Maggie Nirenberg, Senator Stephen Roberts, Senator Curtis Trent, Senator Barbara Washington, Senator Brian Williams.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be.
And I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. We will be proceeding to the South Steps to meet the House of Representatives in a joint session for the governor's inauguration. All senators will need to have their lanyards in their possession. You need to pick those up in the Senate Administrator's office. The escort committee will meet at the back of the Senate chamber at precisely 10:45 to be escorted outside and to go to the governor's office. I will be making a recess motion until 12:30 p.m. to come back after the joint session, at which point we will adjourn for the day after hopefully receiving the messages from the House. Thank you, Mr. President.
Order of business is announcements. Senator from the 26th.
I have an announcement. Following, just a friendly reminder that following the adjournment, when we return, that we will be having a caucus meeting and we'll have a guest speaker, Congresswoman Ann Wagner.
Thank you, Senator. Order of business is announcements. The chair is going to make an announcement. We do need to wait on messages from the House, so if we could just wait here patiently till we get the messages from the House, we do need to read those messages. Senator from Platt.
Mr. President.
Senator Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire now from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? And if so, I ask they be read.
Madam Secretary, are there messages from the House? There are messages from the House. Would you please read the messages?
Madam President pro tempore, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution 1. Also, Madam President pro tempore, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following members to act with a like committee from the Senate pursuant to Senate Concurrent Resolution 1. Representatives Banshoiak, Davis, Reedy, Sassman, Jones, Gregg, Matheson, Vanderman, Allen, Anderson, Johnson, Hine, Prudy, Boykin, Boots, Woods, Sharp 37, and Steinhoff. Respectfully submitted, Joseph Engler, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go into recess until 12:30 p.m. so that the senators can repair to the south steps of the Capitol to meet the House of Representatives in joint session for the inauguration of our newly elected Governor Mike Kehoe and to receive his message.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will stand in recess until 12:30.